The Buzz on CliffCentral.com.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to The Buzz on CliffCentral.com. My name is Jason Von Berg. I'm flying solo today. The reason for that is because Jennifer Sue is flying all over the globe. She's currently in New York City having a jaw. We'll catch up with her a bit later because she had a really cool interview with someone from the Blue Man Group, and they are coming to South Africa in 2017. So we'll catch up with Jen and find out what is going to be expect or what we can all expect when the Blue Man Group comes to South Africa. And then our dear Nikita had a baby. Woo! She had a little baby girl, so we're very, very excited for her. And we're wishing her and her hubby and the little girl all the best of luck. Adriana is her name, a very Portuguese name, so keeping it very traditional for her Portuguese roots and heritage, which is really, really cool. And we wish them all the best of luck. I'm sure she's probably tuning in now. So, my friend, we're sending you lots of love. Maybe she'll send us a little tweet, but I think she might be a bit preoccupied. So, anyway, I'm flying solo today, but we have a jam-packed show. It is The Buzz on CliffCentral.com, and we're with you through until 2 o'clock today. We're going to kick off with someone who is very excited to be here. It's not his first time to the show, but I'm very excited to have him on The Buzz for the first time. Storm, welcome to the studio.
Hey man, Jason, how's it going?
Very, very well. How are you?
I'm good. I hear you're flying solo today, but you're flying solo through the storm.
Well, there you go. Thanks, man. We're getting ready.
Expect turbulence.
Is it going to be turbulent?
I hope good turbulence.
Okay, yeah, because I'm not a big fan of turbulence. I must admit, if you ever had to fly with me on a plane and there was any turbulence, I would shit myself.
I think we would be both in the same boat.
Yeah, so that wouldn't be very pleasant. But how's it going with you, man?
The week's been good but busy with music exams. So,
Okay, because you're still at school. You're 17 years old.
Yeah.
You're at what school is it called?
COPA, the Campus of Performing Arts.
That must be one of the coolest schools to go to.
It is, because I am the youngest there, and like everybody's older than me, but the music there is great and everything, so yeah.
Okay, so you're writing exams, but when you say you're writing exams, does that mean that you have to sing for your marks, or how does it work?
Well, it depends. Like, we usually sing. So Monday I sing, Tuesday I have technical development, which is throat exercises. Wednesday is session style, so I have to prepare three different songs to sing. Okay. Thursday is the worst day ever because it's sight reading. And Friday, today...
Sight reading?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
So you get music scores on music sheets, and you have to sing everything note for note on time. You get a time signature 4/4, and you got to sing in the key of G minor, which is... Yeah.
Okay, no. You've lost
me.
You lost me. Go again. Try again. G minor. Okay, how many? So we've got D, we've got C.
Okay, we got A, we got B, we got C, we got D, we got E.
So basically the whole alphabet.
A to G. That's it. And then you get just A flat, and yeah, you get everything.
Okay. So G is in explain it to me. Is...
What? Well, G for me is pretty comfortable. It's it's good. I think F sharp would be pushing it a bit.
Okay.
But yeah. And then Fridays, yeah, I performed today, which was really awesome.
Oh.
Yeah. So I finished today, performance wise and exams today. So I'm done now.
So you're done. You're on holiday.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Oh, cool. So what's happening on the holiday front? It's a different kind of holiday for you because you kind of are working towards releasing an album.
Yeah, so it's not really a holiday. I think it's more work. So I leave COPA, schoolwork and stuff, to go do outside work, studio work. Yeah, so also, but I've got an event coming up at the venue in Mara's Arch soon, which is my CD launch, which you can buy tickets at Cricket for.
Okay.
And yeah, it starts at 5 o'clock to Hopper 6, I perform, and then Hopper 6 to 7 is meet and greet. So everybody, you can come down. It's on the 30th of July.
Because you have loads of fans. I mean, let's be honest. I'm having a look on your social media handles, and people are kind of talking about this and going, oh, I can't wait to hear you on the radio, and I can't wait to hear your single on the radio. So, you know, your fan base is really strong. It's kind of like a Belieber audience. But what do you call your fans? Are they Stormers? Because you can't call them Stormers.
Yeah, Stormers, I think you would associate with the rugby. But yeah, I think things have been going around with storm fever and stuff that, which is cool.
You could call them storm stars if you wanted to.
They could be the raindrops.
Raindrops isn't bad. I think that could work. Would you work with that?
It could work. It could work.
Okay, cool. Okay, so you're putting this album together. Who are you working with at the moment?
The magic man himself, Alexis Farku, who's the best.
Genius.
Yeah.
Absolute genius. He's one of the best in the industry.
When you say one of the best, he is tops. Like, you get a magician, and then you get Alexis, which is a producer mixed with a magician. Like, everything he touches is amazing.
Okay. So when you're in studio with him, is he quite tough with you? Is he, you know, like, because you want to work with someone who gets you and
yeah.
who is easy to work with, but also really pushes you as well, you know, musically.
Yeah, well, you know, Alexis, when you work with him, he tries to get the best out of you with everything that you do. So we'll go into studio at around 8:30 in the morning and like do a few like warm-up exercises and then start recording. And we'll finish at like 9, 10, or even sometimes 11 o'clock at night.
Wow.
And that's like just trying to get like the feel for the song right, which is absolutely amazing.
Okay, so are you a songwriter as well? Are you writing your own material?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, so how does that come together? What inspires you at the moment?
Well, it's like music-wise, what inspires me is 80s music. I think everybody can pick that up.
For a 17-year-old.
Yeah, I have an old soul, everybody. Yeah, it's weird that I love 80s music, which is... Yeah, it's weird.
It's not weird. I think it's cool. I just think it's refreshing as well.
I think it is refreshing, but like compared to other 17-year-olds, they don't listen to like the good stuff.
Yeah. So your favorite musicians from the 80s, who do you dig?
Michael Jackson, Prince, Madonna, Phil Collins. Those are like just one of the top
four. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's an impressive list. I'm surprised you know their names. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
No, like many people come to my house, like friends and stuff, and they don't know like any of those artists.
Like, what is
they,
that?
They know Michael Jackson and Prince and Madonna, but like you mentioned Phil Collins, and they don't know who that is. And like, dude, you have to know who he is.
It is weird. And let me tell you, the other day I was actually listening to I was on Apple Music. And, you know, I really needed some new music, so what I decided to do was go on to search just for old stuff. And I landed up downloading a Phil Collins track. It was Jesus Walks, I think it's called.
Okay.
And then I Can't Dance, that one, did that.
Have you got In the Air Tonight?
Oh, good song.
That like, the drum solo in that is, like, tops.
Yes. Thank you. That's what I was hoping you would do. Thank you for clearing that up. Okay, awesome. So those are your musical influences, but your genre is kind of different to those guys.
It is weird. Like, I'm going against the grain with the sound that I'm creating with Alexis, which is really awesome. But yeah, it's got the 80s. I'm mixing the 80s like feel good sounds, mm-hmm. which is also you can pick up like with the trumpets and stuff. Which I'm mixing with the new modern day, like house, deep house stuff, which you pick up and Keep Calm and Get Ready.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's awesome because I think you need to tap into that.
You need to like show the youngsters of today, like bring back the old stuff.
I love this. Bring back the old stuff, says a 17-year-old, you know. It's very lucky. And I think what's also nice is, or exciting for you at least, is in October this year.
Oh, you're
heading off to Nashville, Tennessee. Tell us about that.
Well, I was part of a contest, which is an international contest where I'm going up against 11 different international artists,
okay.
which is taking place in Nashville, Tennessee. And yeah, like the prize is amazing. Like first prize, you get $100,000 cash.
Well, first of all, you won the prize locally.
Yes, I won the weekly and the monthly, and after monthly, then it's the like finale.
Okay.
Yeah. So like you get $100,000 cash, a restored Harley Davidson. You get a record signing, and you get platformed on their virtual reality show, or the reality show, which is going to be awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're competing with how many? 10 other countries, you said?
Well, 11 different artists from different countries, yeah.
Okay. So
one of them being like from Germany, who's a Fox TV presenter. So I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be fun.
So have you scoped them out? Have you checked out?
I've scoped some of them out, and some of them are good, but I think I'm better.
Oh, there you go. We like that a lot. So who is your toughest competition there, I guess you could say? Is the German one a little bit tough? I don't think the British at this point are very...
You know, I think I'm going to have to say this, but I think I'm better than most of them, hey?
There you go. I love it. So $100,000.
Yeah.
What would that do for your career now if you won yourself $100,000? Because I know what it would do for me. Dang it.
It would do
a million bucks.
Yeah.
Sure.
More than that.
Yeah, it's like 1.6.
Yeah. I could do so much things with that. Ooh, I'm planning my stuff now. I'm gonna, okay. When I'm done, I'm gonna go write stuff down and like plan out what I'm going to do.
Nice. Very, very cool. Okay, so I want to play your song, your new one. It's called Get Ready. Tell us about this track before we spin it. Right.
Well, it's a feel-good song. It's about everybody, okay. Whether you're single. It's about everybody getting ready for the day, waking up. Some guys texting girls, girls texting guys. It's just an amazing song.
And video-wise, are you gonna shooting something?
Video-wise, we're in the process of like getting ideas for what we want.
Okay.
But you guys are gonna be in for a surprise.
Ah, maybe at the launch.
Yeah, maybe. Okay.
So what's happening? When is the launch happening again?
Just 30th of July.
And is that open to everybody or yeah. your fans and everything?
Everybody.
Okay, so they follow you where on the social networks?
Twitter at Storm in Africa. Facebook Storm and Instagram at Storm_in_Africa.
Awesome, man.
Yeah. And then you can, if you like, want to go check out more stuff, you can go to my website, www.storminafrica.com. And yeah, you can go to get the track on iTunes as well, Get Ready by Storm. And go check out the, yeah, just go check out iTunes.
It's the place of all things good and all things stormy.
Yeah.
For all the raindrops out there.
You see, it's catching on.
It is. We should hashtag that and see.
Hashtag raindrops.
Awesome, Storm. Thank you so much for dropping by today.
Not a problem.
Intro your song for us, man.
Hey guys, it's Storm here, and you're listening to Get Ready on Cliff Central.
That is Storm right here on The Buzz. It's called Get Ready, his brand new song. He is hanging around because he's got a surprise in store, I think. So stay tuned. There'll be more from Storm, you raindrop fans. Are you hashtagging that? He's going to start hashtagging that now. So go follow him, Storm Africa. Storm in Africa is his name on Twitter. So go and check him out. Okay, so there's a new show coming to South African television screens soonish, I suppose we can say. And to talk us through the whole process and what's happening, we are joined in studio by Rebecca from A&E Networks. Welcome to the studio.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thank you. So first of all, I must just say I'm sorry for what's happened in your country.
Yeah, thanks. I think we're all very, very sorry about what happened in the UK. Bit of a shock.
I know. And I don't think anyone expected it, really. But it happened.
No, they definitely didn't. Well, and certainly on social media, it seems that maybe more people should have gotten out of bed and gone to vote.
I know, because it was raining yesterday, apparently.
Yeah, so. It does have an impact. I mean, you know, a bit of rain tends to keep the Brits inside.
Okay, but we're now in South Africa, and we're talking about finding love, which will also keep people indoors, I suppose you can say. And the reason why we're talking about this is because there's a new show called Married at First Sight, that's it, yes. So that is this new show that has been very popular overseas, and now it's coming to South Africa, the local version.
Exactly, yeah. So I'm actually the producer of Oxygen Media, so I'm the CEO there. So we're doing producing the local version for Lifetime Channel on A&E Networks. And it's been popular in 20 territories around the world, and it's had quite a good success rate. It is a bit controversial. It's a social experiment, and that's where it started. So it's a very Danish kind of concept. It's not really about trying to find people that are completely out there that want to find fame. It's not gimmicky. At least it's supposed to not be gimmicky. So I say touch wood because I put that in the media, and then you know, in 3 weeks I'm being slated for it.
Even before it started.
Yeah, exactly. So, but it's been it's quite amazing. We've had quite a lot of applicants already.
Really?
Yeah, we were actually blown away. We've been blown away by the response. So okay. There's definitely a desire to find love.
Well, look, I mean, I was telling Grant this from JAG Communications.
Yes, good old Grant.
And I've been on the old left, swipe right, try to find love. Just hasn't happened. So if I was auditioning for you right now, what would I have to do to impress you?
Well, I think that you would have to be brave. You would have to be committed to finding love. You'd have to be honest. you'd probably have to be a little bit desperate because you might have No, but in all fairness, if you want to try this, you've got to have had to have tried other things before.
Sure.
So that, you know, if you've never been in a relationship, I don't think this is for you because it's going to be scary.
Okay.
If you've been in relationships that have been good and been in relationships that have been bad, I would say, you know, you've got a sense of what you're looking for.
Sure.
So you know, come and be with some anthropologists, some sexologists, a psychologist, figure yourself out and let them help figure out what you might be looking for.
This is very interesting because I suppose you're putting it out, all out there, literally.
Absolutely.
On television screens.
Well, hopefully not all of it. I mean, we are quite sensitive.
Well, you said you have to be brave, so
well,
let's be
don't
honest.
Don't be that brave, but yeah.
We'll just blur it out, that part, you know.
Logos, go there.
Yeah, no low blows, yeah. Okay, so yeah, I suppose being brave is the main thing, but it is a social experiment, and it obviously has been received very well across different territories.
Absolutely.
Then you bring it to South Africa, and I kind of feel like South Africans are a bit conservative when it comes to this stuff. Do you feel like that as well, or do you feel like the response you've had so far?
I'm really, really pleased because it's been across the board, and, you know, I've lived here for 9 years, and, you know, my children are born here, my husband's South African, so I really do feel like a South African, probably even more so today, after Brexit. But I think that you're a lot braver than I thought. You know, you've got 11 national languages. Mm. It's a completely multicultural society. There are so many different types of marriage that you could do, and we've opened it to everybody.
Okay.
And the response has been phenomenal. It's completely across the board. So
is that like a 25-year-old marrying a 30-year-old, a lesbian marrying a lesbian, multiracial relationships?
We are very much going to look into interracial.
Okay.
Our first screening process is very, very comprehensive.
Okay.
We are not, if absolutely not going to put anyone in a situation that they are not comfortable with. We do not want 21-year-olds to apply, and that's not us being mean, guys. It's literally because you still got a bit of a chance ahead of some of us out there.
Let's be honest. Yeah, that's true.
It's been amazing, and we will look to do interracial relationships, only if people are comfortable with that.
Sure.
Because it's not fair. We want to find people love. For this series, we're not looking for same-sex couples.
Okay.
However, we are very, very open to that going forward. We feel at this time we want to open it for a first season just to see how many different people we get and if we can make it work.
Okay.
And next, we'll start exploring the boundaries.
Okay. So when are we looking? What are the timelines for this?
So we are in our call for entry phase right now. So we have our first call. A second call will go out next week. And then we have screenings. And we start shooting. We actually have our first weddings at the end of August.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's pretty soon. So quick, sure. Everybody apply.
I mean, I suppose you're getting into wedding season then as well. So, okay, so TX-wise, when do we go on screen?
So we will be TXing at the beginning of 2017.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, happy New Year.
And hopefully they'll all be love. Together. Yeah, exactly.
So, okay, cool. Yeah. Sure, that sounds very, very interesting.
So it's very cool.
And it's nice for you as a producer to be involved in something like this and to kind of bring it to life.
Absolutely.
In a different territory.
Yeah. We're feeling really blessed. This is a fantastic show. We're actually in production with another show at the moment with Brent Owens, who's the winner of MasterChef Australia. We're shooting at the moment with that.
Is he here?
Yeah, he's here at the moment. Okay. So actually they're on shoot in Soweto at the moment.
Okay.
So I've deserted that to be on the radio.
Yeah, you see.
You
thank
know.
You, Brent.
So, yeah, thanks, Brent.
Step
you
aside.
Go jump off something. I'll come out here.
Oh,
so
yes.
So we're shooting that, and we're doing huge amounts of virtual reality, which we are actually going to do something very unique with VR. We're going to be able to put people inside the weddings. So using
Whoa.
Our virtual reality rig, we're going to be able to. People will be able to see what it's like to be in that married at first sight wedding.
Okay, wait. How does that work? Without for us dummies, yeah.
So we shoot with a 360 rig.
Okay.
We've got a bespoke built rig that we have put together, and it sits with inside the church. And so as the wedding is happening all around, you will then be able to go and look retrospectively in your goggles or your Oculus, and be inside the wedding. And we're doing that now within all of our shows, which is like so super exciting.
Sure, that's exciting technology being introduced into. But you have to. I suppose you have to change the game in some way. Hey?
We're loving it, actually. It's really like open, you know, for people who want to get involved or be in second screen. augmented reality and participate in the content that they're watching and shape the content that they're watching. You know, at Oxygen and Left and Dondu, which is our family, we feel super strongly about it. Yeah, it's sure. really cool.
So you've got the rig here, or you've got some sort of...
Yeah, we bought you the HTC rig and we bought you the Oculus. Devesh, that nerdy looking guy out there with the woolly hat. That's him. Hey, Devesh.
Does he know that you're calling him that nerdy looking guy?
I'm like, catch you, wake up. Are you listening? He, he's here. He's bought all the gear for you to have a go on afterwards and see what we've been up
Maybe
to.
Maybe Storm should have a go as well.
We should totally be putting you on at Storm. And then you can hashtag that too. Cool. And you can teach me how to hashtag while you're at it.
Okay, cool. So your other projects, you said that you're working with Brent.
So we're working with Brent. And that's a series that's going to be out here. It'll be on air from September, but it's got worldwide distribution. It's going to be on in the UK and Australia. And very exciting, 13 half hours, a travelogue, really kind of exploratory of Brent looking across South Africa.
How did he choose South Africa out of interest?
We chose him.
Oh, then.
You know, we've been really blessed, actually, and we met him here. He's been here quite a few times, and he has quite an affiliation with the place. And I think you'll agree that there's some South Africans, there's some similarities.
Yeah.
So we started speaking to him about it, and then we conceptualized this idea together, and he is so in love with South Africa, and he has a real affinity for the landscape and the culture and just wants to learn.
Okay.
So in order for us to show what South Africa is really like to outsiders, it is great to have someone who is exploring it and learning it,
sure.
as opposed to telling us about it.
Okay, so is it kind of like he's cooking along the way, or is he cooking with locals? And
it is.
And
it's definitely a foodie travelogue, but it's definitely not a traditional. You'll find him in the kitchen, you know, doing kind of shiny, well lit food. It's really, you know, it's gritty, and he's in learning all the whether it's a Durban curry or you know exactly. he was cooking chakalaka the other day, and he's going up to the bush now, so he'll be doing the bush braai. And so he's, you know, but it's very travel-y, very meet the real people, and I hope that everyone here will enjoy it.
I love those sort of shows.
Me too.
I think they're fantastic. So the interesting thing for me here is you've got all these different shows.
Mm.
When do you sleep?
I don't really, because I've also got three
you've
kids.
Got kids. Yeah. Okay. So I just wanted to check that because I was a bit concerned, you know, for your well-being.
Yeah. No, don't worry about it. I thrive on it. I'm passionate about what we do. I have an amazing team of people that I work with who are awesome, and basically we go to work and play every day. So we're super blessed. And then we go home and play with the kids. So it's all good.
Amazing. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Rebecca.
And I think
it's going to be a very, very cool show to watch. So just
are you going to apply?
Well, am I allowed to? Isn't this my application?
It is. We'll grab that. We'll take the recording and we'll submit it.
I'll send
it
the podcast. Yeah, it's on cliffcentral.com, so you can go and check it out.
Excellent.
And then you can recall. So I don't know if I've sold you enough. Have I told you? I mean, I've swiped right. I've swiped left. I've been on a couple of dates. They've been terrible.
On a couple. That's a good sign.
Yeah, it was a couple. And I was in a relationship with someone. I think it was the one who got away.
Oh, see, there's a heartwarming story
she's,
there.
She's wonderful. And the only reason why it didn't work out is because she was younger and I was leaving varsity. And
she's still around? Can we do some matchmaking for you?
She's in Johannesburg.
Is
I don't
she?
Know if she's single.
Do you
want to
do a little shout out?
I don't want to mention the name because I don't know if the feeling's mutual. Do you know what I mean?
Maybe we could do a matchmaking. There's another show in that, you know, looking for lost loves. We could rekindle that lost love. Perhaps we could do that for you.
Imagine they've got four
kids.
We'll
do a one-off special. Within the boundaries of appropriateness. Then.
Yeah, there you go. So I think my audition went pretty well.
I think so. I think the chicks would like you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what can I say? I'm just can't talk about myself because it's a bit weird.
It's all right. We'll take some photos of you just now and we'll put it on the marriage site and see what we can do for you.
Sure.
And Storm? You're just a bit too young. Oh, shame, man. I'm sure you don't need any help with the chicks.
No, I think he's probably a bit of a hit.
Yeah. You keep hashtagging, they'll be following you, you'll be fine.
He does. He's got 10,000 or so raindrops following him.
That's awesome. And then you should hashtag Married at First Sight for us. Do a bit of PR.
There you go. So is that the hashtag?
Hashtag Married at First Sight South Africa.
Okay, perfect. And where do people enter, by the way?
So it's a casting com. And so if you go onto the Oxygen Media website, which is oxygen.media.
Is it spelled Oxygen?
It is spelled OXYG3.N.media because we're edgy, so we had to do something really cool and now no one can spell it. So it's Oxygen Media, and you'll find the entrance there, and you click through and there's an application form And yeah, and we'll be back to you as soon as you know if you're going to be successful or called in for the workshops.
Well, I mean, don't even bother anymore because one of the contestants has already been chosen.
Yeah, exactly. So we're only looking for two men
two
now.
More, yeah, two more men, yeah. And that's it. Sorry. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's awesome.
Okay, cheers. Cool. So Gensu is out in New York City. The Blue Man Group is coming to South Africa for the very first time in 2017. So you want to find out more? Well, this is what Jen had to do on assignment in New York City. I hate her. No, I don't really hate her, but have a listen to this.
So we're with Phil Stanton. He's the co-founder of the Blue Man Group. We are here in New York City. This is no lie. I'm here in the flesh. Hello, Phil.
It's true. Hello, and hello from New York. Hello, South Africa.
Woohoo! Well, South Africa is so excited to have Blue Man Group coming. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, for those of you who may have not have heard of Blue Man Group, it's the show itself is kind of a very wide experience. It's a multimedia kind of potpourri of lots and lots of different influences, lots and lots of different technologies. It never really stays in any one vibe for very long. At the same time, the whole evening tells sort of an emotional story, I would say. It begins with sort of getting to know this outside character of the Blue Man, who is really an outsider from within. He's really there to mirror ourselves and the way we live and the things that are important to
and
us.
And you're one of the blue men. I mean, you get out there and I mean, fully blue.
I do. Blue in the whole world. Yeah, I am. I go through that transformation every now and then. I don't perform on stage much anymore, but I still get bald and blue, as we say, and perform the character for videos and things like that and workshops.
And how will this show be different in South Africa or unique in South Africa?
Well, some of the parts of the show that are site-specific, I would say, have to do with music. We always go in and find musical pieces that are known and loved by the culture we're in. And other ways, there are just pop cultural elements all through it that are, some of them are really up-to-date. The way we use our phones and the way we live these days and how technology influences us, there's a lot of humor and a lot of actually celebration around some of those elements, and we find that those are universal the world round.
It's like a crazy dance fest, and you know we love that stuff in South Africa and all the neon and these instruments. Where do the instruments come from? They're so unusual.
Well, we have a lot of instruments that are mostly centered around drumming in one way or another. We have our own drums that we've built ourselves that have paint on them that explode with color. We also create instruments out of common industrial elements around like plumbing pipe that are melodic at the same time as being rhythmic and drumming instruments. So, and even our band has some unique instruments. We have our version of a Chinese zither that's electrified and sounds like 12 guitars.
Whoa.
and we have what's called a Chapman stick that's capable of making some really interesting sounds. But it's all very, very vibrant, somewhat rock and roll, somewhat tribal, somewhat EDM, and it's all mixed together. And you know, I talked about sort of an emotional journey, but you said it right. It ends with a big party. It's all working toward this party where the whole audience feels like they're one.
And what was the inspiration behind starting Blue Man Group?
That's a really good question. I think, first and foremost, we were just kind of frustrated performers. We wanted to do some kind of project that had our own voice in it. And at the same time, we were starting at the time when the internet was just starting to take hold. There was a lot of new emerging technology. It seemed like the world was going to be changing really fast due to all of this technology. And we kind of wanted to ask the question, you know, what's going to about us is going to stay the same, although all the technology changes around us a lot. So the Blue Man kind of came out as a response to that. It was a way for us to say something about human creativity. We felt like that would always remain, curiosity and the need to be part of a community. So the Blue Man kind of embodies all of that. At the same time, it was a way for us to express our own creativity and keep our curiosity alive and have a great social life.
And were you surprised with the response?
Oh, yeah. It's been, you know, I never thought we would make a living from it, you know, and here years later, you know, we're still thriving, having fun at it, and the project, it's always evolving. It's always fun.
Will you be bringing the whole cast over from New York, or will you have some local South Africans as well?
Well, we have an ensemble that they performed everywhere. some of these guys have been in New York, some of them have been in Chicago and Boston. Everyone's been in New York at one time or another. So we don't have really specific casts for each city. Everyone moves around. Everyone gets a chance to go on tour if they want to. So,
cities do you guys go to?
The tour?
Yeah.
We've been to Singapore, and we've been to Christchurch and New Zealand.
Wow.
on this tour. We will have been in Beijing and Shanghai.
Mm.
We will, at that point, I've got to get a list out in front of me.
And then what about South Africa? This is the first time you're going to be in South Africa.
Yes, it is, and we're really excited. I think there's going to be an audience there that'll really dig the show and really respond to it. Because, like you just said, I've always seen South Africans as people who are ready for a party, people who have ready to have fun looking at themselves and having a laugh at our own culture, and that's what this show is.
Excellent stuff. Well, we are looking forward to Blue Man Group that is coming to South Africa February 7th to the 5th of March at the Teatro Monte Cassino in Jersey, and March 21st to the 26th, 2017.
Business leaders around the globe are committing to building a better world for everyone. CliffCentral.com is joining forces with the Sympathy Sleepout, taking a stand for the plight of the homeless. We invite you to participate with us in the Sympathy Sleepout on the 28th of July 2016. Join the ranks of leaders of change by using your influence for what truly matters. Sign up now for the Sympathy Sleepout on www.theceosleepoutza.co.za. That's the CEO sleepoutza.co.za.
At Sibanye, we believe leaders are made, not born. We also believe we can create a sustainable legacy by helping to develop tomorrow's leaders today. We are proud of our partnership with the Leadership Platform and will continue to support leaders who are committed to growing our country. Sibanye. We are one. Visit us on sibanyegold.co.za.
Today, an alien ship attacked Earth.
Shouldn't we be nervous? Yeah.
Let's show them Earth is not for the taking. Because I guess they didn't get the message the first time.
Definitely bigger than the last one.
In cinemas 24 June, experience Independence Day Resurgence in Stair Kinecor's IMAX 3D and at New Metro in Scene Extreme and 4DX.
The Buzz on CliffCentral.com.
One of those happy songs for a Friday. Justin Timberlake right here on The Buzz. It's called Can't Stop That Feeling. Number one all over the world, and now you are hearing it right here on The Buzz on CliffCentral.com. Okay, so it is just before 1:45 on a Tuesday. Wow, lost a couple of days there, damn. I think the reason why I'm getting so tongue-tied is because there's so much excitement about Azola.
Yes.
On social media, and now he's finally in the studio, fans are probably like, finally he's here.
I'm here, guys, man. It's very, I'm so honored to be here, man, Jason.
How's it going?
I'm good, man. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm always good. It's Friday.
So excited.
It's
Friday.
Not Tuesday.
Friday
it's spirit. Friday.
It is Friday.
Okay, so your fans are incredibly excited. Like
have you seen that?
Yeah. Mm. Why?
I have no idea. Maybe it's because of Trace. I don't know. Because I'm Azola. I'm just me. You understand?
Just Azola.
Just
yeah?
Azola. That's why. Thank you guys for the support. Eh?
So, yeah. Okay. So you are a Trace Mobile ambassador.
Ambassador, yeah.
So what does that entail?
Okay. Trace Mobile basically is where we, as an ambassador, I'm basically distributing SIM cards, try to promote, make an awareness about SIM cards to the people, especially the youth.
Okay.
And yeah, man, we're just doing Trace activations, city to city. We're in Bloemfontein, around South Africa,
so
basically.
So are you from Bloem?
Yes, I'm from Bloem.
No, no. Sure. Okay, let me correct that, okay? I was born in Eastern Cape, you understand? And okay. Then I'm studying there in Bloem. I'm doing public relations, a student.
Okay.
Yeah, in CUT.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I've driven through Bloem.
You've driven through Bloem.
I've never stayed in Bloem.
Yeah.
How embarrassing.
I know. Nah, but then it's cool. One day I'll just show you for a visitor should come.
Okay, it's the city of roses, isn't it?
City of roses, yeah.
Wow, there are lots of roses there.
I think so, but I haven't seen them. It's so funny.
Come on.
For real. They say that, but I don't understand. I've never seen them. Seriously, Jason, man.
So you can't call it the city of roses. What do you call it? The city of Azolas.
City of Azola. You can put it that way. I don't know.
Azola City.
It's up to my fans, my people. Yeah. Yeah, man.
Okay, cool. So you are. So are you just up here on holiday then?
Yeah, I'm free. I'm done with school. I'm done with everything. I'm just free, just doing events around South Africa and doing Trace Mobile activations and then of course promoting the awards which are going to be happening on the 26th of November.
What awards are those?
So Golden Bean Music Awards. I'm sure the first year I'm so happy when I'm talking about Golden Bean now. Guys, it's the Golden Bean Music Awards which are going to be happening on the 26th of November. It's going to be big. It's more similar like Metro FM Summer Awards. Okay. Yeah, but the official theme.
Hey, let me just interject it for a second.
Okay.
People who call it the SAMA Awards are going to get their heads cut off, like Game of Thrones.
You think so?
SAMA, South African Music Awards.
Yeah. Okay. Kay. Okay. It's fine. Thanks, Jason. So, this
Duncan's shaking his head.
Come on, you're putting me on the corner now.
No, man, I'm kidding. Man. Go for it.
So, man, I just want to tell people that, especially to the Free State people, registrations are happening on the 1st of July for people who want to apply. And then, the official hashtag is Dare to Differ. We are different. It's the 4th annual Golden Bean Music Awards. Okay. Many artists, local and national artists, are going to be there. It's going to be happening. It's going to be so
Where is it happening?
At Parkhoffs in Bloemfontein.
So it's in Bloem. So then I might have to actually make a plan.
Yeah, I will just talk over the phone and then I'll organize everything, accommodation. Yeah, you know, I got your back, man, Jason. I got your back, man. So,
Oh, it sounds like it's a good thing to be a part of. So, in terms of the musicians, what sort of musicians are you looking for? You know, like nominees and categories?
Basically, we are looking for, hopefully, we are to see your Prince KB, the likes of T-Ware, Press. It's a lot. I think rumor has that Casper Nyovest is going to come and perform there. So
sure, have you got lots of money for him?
Don't ask me that. Let me talk to my manager about it. But then it's going to be many artists who going to embellish the stage there, the golden experience. So
you're going to embellish it with all golden stuff.
Gold carpet, everything, glitz and glamour, man.
You see, then Casper will go there because he loves his bling.
Yeah, I think so.
Did he ever find his chain? Do you know?
I have no idea.
Because remember, he was quite upset about that. He was really sad.
Oh, yeah, I didn't quite follow up on that, man. Yeah, but then, that's it, guys. Just the Golden Bean Awards and, entertainment, that's it.
Okay, so your sort of musical tastes and that, what do you enjoy? Because I have a musician on standby. His name is Storm and you've met him.
Yeah, I've met him. Yeah, we're just friends now, Storm.
Yeah, I think you might enjoy his music as well. Have you listened to it?
I haven't, but after the session, I'm going to...
We might have to get him back on air and get him to sing.
And I was thinking of maybe putting him to do an opening performance at the awards.
You see?
We'll just talk after. You see? Opportunities just come, man. You're lucky
come
to
here,
find
Storm,
me
come
now.
Here, Storm. Come here, Storm. Come to this mic here. Let's... So, I'm putting you on the spot.
Yeah.
Because Azola is basically giving you a golden circle ticket
just like that, man.
To the Golden Bean Awards.
What do you say?
Sounds cool.
Just like that. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. No problem.
Because he's back from... When are you... So you're back from...
From UK, I think?
I'm going in October to the States, so...
How long are you there for?
I think it's from the 19th to the 26th.
Okay. Of October? So,
yeah.
Oh, so that's perfect. Then a month later, he'll be, fresh... Yeah. Fresh out from America.
Yeah, and we'll just prepare everything. Flights, accommodation. It's going to be awesome, man.
Sounds like a plan.
Just like that. Yeah, yeah.
So he's opening the awards.
I'm looking forward to see you, yeah.
Are these awards going to be on TV? Or are they just
on
social media?
That's a very good question. We're working on the TV now.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's a surprise for people. You understand? Yeah, we'll just make it as a surprise
now. When you people do this to me, you kill my soul, eh?
No, honestly, I don't want to say it on air now. I don't want to say it on air, but it's going to be a surprise, man.
You're definitely working on it.
Working on it. 26th of November, it's going to be happening there. So far, we've done Twitter views as well. We interviewed many people, media personalities around South Africa. So it's quite good. We're doing great on social media.
Okay.
People can check it out. It's at GoldenBean 2016. That's Twitter. Yeah.
But you're also, like I said, you're very active on the social media
network. Trust me, I'm so addicted, man.
Are you?
It's not right sometimes. I'm too addicted, yeah?
Well, if you want to talk about it, Storm, you can probably also jump in here. But
yeah.
I was up this morning. I woke up at 3 o'clock. I had this weird dream. Woke up, and I was like, got a fright. As you can see, it was like that because my headphones came off. And I got up and I had a glass of water and then I tried to go back to sleep and I couldn't. And then the dreaded cell phone got into my head. And I'm checking Twitter and I'm checking Instagram and then checking Facebook and then going back to Twitter and then conversing with someone on Twitter.
Yeah. And 3 a.m. as well. 3 a.m. You're like me, man. I don't sleep.
No, it was 4 a.m. this morning. I was on like Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and then like went for a run at 5 o'clock and came back.
And, and it's so funny. People don't even call me now. They just communicate via Twitter, DMs. They say, Azola, I don't have ad time. Just go on Twitter. So, yeah, I use it more like my social account as a business, you understand.
It is.
I'm interacting rather with many people.
Are you getting lots of business via Twitter?
Yeah, I've actually done, I promoted Viceroy last year. Viceroy, and I got quite a lot of cash about it. So when I saw, wow, I'm getting bills for this, let me push hard.
Because that's how I found you. Yes. Yeah. I was looking, doing research for our digital media company that I work for, and your name popped up, and your name was also on that list, just by the way. So I've put your names forward, so I expect my commission, y'all.
No, it's not a problem. I'm quite at it. And I saw your DM, I was like, is this Jason I know from Cliff Central? Like, what? It took off my head. I was screaming, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be interviewed on Cliff Central. I was so happy, man, to be honest. I made sure that I'm coming to Joburg. I came here yesterday.
Yeah. Did you just come for this interview?
For this interview, man.
Drops the mic. I'm out.
Yeah, it's just for this interview, man. I'm really quite honored. You should give me something after this show, just because. Just
an incentive. Take a photo and then we'll frame it for you. Okay?
No, no problem. Thank you.
Okay, so your musical taste, you didn't tell me.
My musical taste.
Because obviously, being part of Trace, you kind of like, you have to have a musical and entertainment interest.
Yeah. So I love electro, and but mostly it's house. I love house. I'm a house guy. But electro, I love with the likes of Avicii. Okay. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it properly.
Avicii,
I like that. And then
you know he's retiring, house. By the way.
I didn't know. Trust me. I don't follow, but just listen to the music.
Yeah, he's retiring. He's like under 30, and he's just decided he's done.
Oh, okay.
He is a multimillionaire. You know what I'm saying? So it's easy for someone to just go, done what I need to, travel the world, earn my millions. But lots of girlfriends around the world.
I
Mr.
knew that
Worldwide,
one was coming. You're
going
to say that. Yeah, but
okay, so Avicii, who else?
I think that's the only guy I usually listen
to. You only like Avicii?
Yeah, but I love
and
House.
Storm.
And Storm now, yeah. But I actually listened to your track before I came here. Okay. It was very nice. So,
thanks.
Yeah, indeed, we have to talk after this session. But it's just mostly, man, Jason, it's House. I love House, yeah. So I support my guys locally.
Who are your favorite House DJs?
Prince KB, all the way from Free State. Free State, big up, yeah.
Who else is from Free State?
Yeah, it's quite a lot, man. It's Tiwe Mbola, do you know? The Afropop lady.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Tiwe. Choco. Who else? Choco, I'm not sure who else. Yeah. Yeah, but it's quite a lot, man. Yeah.
So, who?
Who's it? Shame Mix. Something like that. Yeah. I don't know, but yeah. I support my local people.
Good. You know? Well, we have to support local music, don't
you? Local is lacquer.
Exactly.
So much, man. So much.
Yeah, man. So it's really lucky to have you in the studio with us today. I think,
very much, man. I'm so honored.
Both of you. And I'm so glad that we introduced you because now you're going to be opening the Golden Bean Awards.
Are you going to keep on... Let me just
reinforcing
keep
it.
So you're just reinforcing. Okay, I understand. It's fine. I see your character now, okay?
So your approach to live music then, Storm, I mean, if someone like Azola says to you, you've got this award show to open up for, how do you approach that live gig? It's hectic.
It is.
Well, for me, I trip myself.
It sounds hectic, but for me, I love for performance, which, it's amazing.
But when you approach it, I mean, like, what do you think about when your performance, you know, from a staging perspective, from a lighting perspective, there's a lot of rehearsal time.
Before, even if like the CD launch, when it's happening, I go through performance after performance, like rehearsals, like just to get everything right. So then when it comes to that time, everything is just going to run smoothly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what awards, or what song would you sing? The Get Ready? Or could be a mixture, I suppose, eh?
It could. But it's a surprise for now.
You guys,
everything is a surprise.
Everything is a surprise. Yeah, you know, as someone, as a host of a radio show or as a journalist in the entertainment industry, when everyone goes, I've got something big coming, it's a surprise. Stay tuned. In 5 days, all will be revealed.
Yeah, do you know another thing is because once you say before in advance and then, you know, there are those haters and then you're... It doesn't happen. Imagine the embarrassment. So, you see? I'd rather put it as a surprise, man, honestly.
No, man.
Black people are cruel, trust me. They're very cruel, I'm telling you, Jason. I know, man. So, yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to be on Black Twitter's bad side, eh?
Trust me. You can buzzing for days, for weeks, trust me.
Have you been on the receiving end of Black Twitter?
Maybe it's still coming, I don't know. But I'm a cool guy. I'm not naughty or anything. No, I'm not naughty or anything.
Yeah. You don't want to be taken down by Black Twitter.
No, I don't want.
Scary place.
It's so scary. I've engaged on those comments. I said, like, what? Yeah. It's a lot, trust me.
You look at them and you ignore.
You ignore. I just ignore.
Sunday nights.
Some, they just tag me. They tag me. And then I complain. Why do you guys tag me on a lot of nonsense, a lot of stuff? Because I don't want to involve myself in this kind of stuff. You understand?
Because this week has obviously been quite a busy week in terms of the SABC deciding to change its programming on SABC3 specifically. So it's now becoming a lot more local.
Yeah.
And
thanks to Saudi.
Yeah, Cloudy with a chance of meatballs.
Did you just have to say that?
I did, yeah.
I wish Cloudy was listening.
Listen, no, Cloudy won't listen to this station because it's not SABC. It's not local enough for him. So I like what he's doing, but I think he's also a little bit radical in terms of, anyway, he dropped Days of Our Lives, one of the biggest rates.
Dude, I was so happy, but not that happy because if he could drop Bold and the Beautiful. I'm so tired to see Brooke there, man. Honestly, Brooke is so old. Why doesn't she doesn't retire, man? Really now?
Yeah, she's married everyone in the show.
Goodness. I'm happy, but not that happy. I just want Bold and the Beautiful to fall down, man.
Well, that will come, I suppose. But, hopefully. You know, I mean, Days has seen its days.
Yeah, make sure you send this podcast to Shaudi just to see it. You understand? Maybe he'll reconsider of taking...
Dropping Bold.
Bold, yeah.
Then what are we going to do? Because where's Stefano going to come back in? Stefano DiMera, remember?
Yeah.
Because did you see that meme? It was floating around. I didn't even know if you know Stefano.
Yes,
do you?
I've seen the meme on like 9gag and stuff. Okay. It's funny.
With the Stefano line.
Yeah.
Have you seen it? Beat, but no, I don't follow up too much.
Absolutely hilarious. Yeah. So it was basically saying Stefano DiMera is this villain in Days of Our Lives, and he's one of those characters who dies and then comes back to life and then kills someone and then he dies again and then he comes back to life and then he disappears for another season and then he comes back
to
life.
Africa.
In this current phase of broadcasting, our Stefano, he's not really a devil, but would be Impiake from Isibaya. So we can call him Impiake DiMera. Yeah.
Now, I understand. So which program is going to replace now?
Bold,
yeah.
I think there's a whole bunch of talk shows coming onto the platform.
And Black Twitter are saying, Takalani Sesame, Tabang Tabang, like, what?
Yeah, because there's no Disney anymore. Drop Disney.
Seriously?
So, yeah. I'm informing you of what's going on here. Eh?
Wow, thanks, Jason.
If you want to watch SABC, good luck.
Good luck.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, Jason, and just speaking like on Bloemfontein, my Get Ready is also now being added to the playlist of CUTFM, which is...
That is my campus radio station. Are you for real?
Yeah.
CUTFM, Central University of Technology.
Neville.
Yeah. Oh. Wow, what a small world, Jason.
Small
thank you,
world,
man, for this
you
interview,
see, we bring
man.
You, we bring you all together.
Thank you, man.
Guys, we have to wrap it up, unfortunately, but thank you so much for joining us
thanks,
on the bus today.
Thanks, Jason.
Means
a lot, eh?
No, man, of course.
Yeah.
You keep thanking me. I don't know why.
I'm
thanking you for coming from all the way from Bloemfontein to be on the bus today.
No, thanks, man.
And thank you from coming all the
thank
way
you.
From school.
I think let's all thank each other.
Yes, we're all grateful. It's like, it's Thanksgiving Day.
Thanksgiving Day.
But we're not going to pardon the turkey.
No. Oh. No, there's no turkey today, unfortunately. I'm sorry about that, guys. But thanks, guys. Thank you again. And thank you for listening to The Buzz today. We'll be back next week between 1 and 2 right here on cliffcentral.com. Take it easy and have a good weekend.
Cheers.
This is cliffcentral.com.